Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share something else that I think is really a significant development in regards to some changes I told you guys I've made in my life in the last 6 months or so, and I've told you guys multiple times about the what I think is the cure for boredom, and I've told you about that I haven't been drinking for about 6 months now, drinking alcohol. And overall, I've just had such great energy from people and great vibes from people. And I don't know if I just come across happier or I seem to have more energy, or maybe because I'm learning more. Maybe it's given me more of a will to live type thing with these books that I've been reading, like Shelf by Shelf. But I've also just been thinking differently. And I, again, some of this has also come from that book that I talked about, the Novel Cure book. But others, it's also come from the reading and just changing things in my lifestyle, the drinking, and just being more thankful after some things that happened recently that ended up working out well for me, really well. And I don't know if it's just a combination of things or maybe a couple weeks ago realizing that low self-esteem was one of the things that I struggle with, and I didn't know that. I didn't know specifically how that fit into feeling like a failure and, you know, sometimes feeling stupid. Sometimes feeling like an idiot, having hopelessness, you know, things like that. I never would have really connected in depth how that really is. A lot of that was low self-esteem. But again, I learned that in that book. And once I learned that, you know, these really awful things like low self-esteem or ignorance or whatever it might be, when you hear what it is and when you learn what it is and you accept that you've actually struggled with those things, you can start to fix them. And that's what I've been doing, I would say, the last couple of weeks. And it's literally changed something big in me. Something big has really started to change. And I've even wanted to do things that I don't normally do. Like today, when I was talking with my counselor, she asked me if I had anything planned sort of for this summer. And I don't really go out and do a lot of like activities, but one thing I've been thinking of doing is texting someone here in town that I know and just seeing if he'd want to go play golf. I haven't played golf in like 20 years. And golf is one of those games where if you're just with a friend, it doesn't matter how good you are. Like, you just try and you just chit chat and have fun and you golf. That's all there is to it, right? You don't have to get dressed up for it. You don't have to wear a uniform or, you know, it's just golf. It's you hit a ball and you ride around on a go-kart, or not a go-kart, but a whatever they call it. But you just hang out with a friend and it's just fun. A golf cart. I can't think of what they're called. I feel like a go-kart is a racing car, but maybe I'm confused. But you just ride around and, you know, you just have fun and enjoy each other's time. And it's different than just sitting and like watching a movie with a friend or watching a mini series with a friend. I mean, those things are fun too, but for me to want to go out and do an activity and feel completely confident in it, that's very unusual. So it's coming from somewhere. The other thing that I want to point out is I have a relative who is, I would say, seriously dating somebody. And normally, the way that I function in regards to people in my, I guess you could say, immediate family and their relationships, I don't usually reach out and really try to get to know people. Like I usually just go to a family function and I see them and we talk for a little bit and then I just go home and live my own life. I don't usually kind of reach out and try to get to know them, but I've actually been feeling like doing that, which is very unusual. And I honestly think it's come out of me building my confidence. And so this is new. This is very different. Like me wanting to go out and do an activity, like play golf or, you know, and just get to know a friend. Or for me wanting to like get to know someone who might become a member of my family, like someone that my loved one is dating and has been dating for quite a while. You know, they might eventually get married. I don't know. Or maybe they'll live together. I don't know. But for me to be wanting to do that, if I was still thinking hopelessness and if I was still thinking, you know, catastrophic thinking or, you know, really living in toxicity, like thinking, making assumptions and thinking the worst or what I had mentioned in the last episode. If I was still thinking that way and really living off of my low self-esteem, like exhibiting behaviors rooted in low self-esteem, I would have no desire to go golf with somebody. Like I would have no desire to get to know somebody because I wouldn't want them to get to know me because I'd be living in behaviors based on low self-esteem or I would be assuming the worst about their situation or you know what I mean? Or I would, so it's building your confidence is just, it's huge for all of this because it's building your ability to feel good in your own skin, I guess you could say. So I wanted to point that out, that these are things that are sort of happening for me, and it almost feels like second nature, like it feels very comfortable, and that also is very unusual. It's very unusual for me to feel so confident and wanting to do these things, but it feels like it's becoming normal. Like it's, and that's just highly unusual. And it's a good thing though. It's a good unusual. So it's, maybe I'm breaking a spell or something, you know, it's, and that's kind of how it feels. It feels like a spell has been broken, like the last few weeks when everything has been like so good. But I really think it was rooted in me finding that cure for boredom. And me, the stopping drinking is a big part of it, but finding that cure for boredom is such a huge part of it. Enormous. Like, I can't stress it enough. And also, that book has helped so much. Just having something to refer back to look back at and say, all right, this is an ailment. I'm really struggling with fear of confrontation. I'm really struggling with procrastination. And looking back at that novel cure book and saying those things lead to crisis. Eventually, if you try to push everything aside and avoid everything, then you're going to have a crisis and you definitely don't want to have a crisis. You definitely also don't want to jump ship because then that'll be worse than just handling the problem, right? And like I said, I am going to try to look up some things about resolution, learning to build your ability to find resolution. And be able to handle conflict. So I'm going to look that up this week at some point and get back to you guys on that. But I just wanted to share a very significant change that is built in confidence building and me really fighting that low self-esteem, behaviors rooted in low self-esteem. And I feel like I'm starting to feel comfortable in my own skin. In situations maybe where I normally don't. And that's a huge deal. It's huge. So I just wanted to share it as it's literally, it's progressing, like it's getting better. So again, I'm sharing where it's rooted in and where it's coming from. And that's a key point. And I have to stick to the routine of what is helping to correct it and build that confidence up. So I wanted to share. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.